I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Well, this is going to be a random hodgepodge. We've got Dr. Heavenly from Married to Medicine. Tay Diggs, he and I just went so deep about dating backstage. And behind the bar, we've got one of the stars of Orphan Black and Jason Lewis, who played Smith Jared on Sex and the City. I mean, I kind of feel bad sometimes when we have, you know, really good people behind the bar, because I feel like maybe they feel like they should be in the other chair. You know, it makes me feel codependent. But you know what? I'm just sharing one of my internal struggles with you, so you know where I'm coming from sometimes. All right. See you in there.
He's a triple threat, and she's threatened Mariah at least three times, I would imagine. It's Watch What Happens Live with Dr. Heavenly and Tay Diggs now. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in the Bravo Clubhouse, wrapping up the weekend the only way I see fit with the dentist and Benny from Rent. Tonight, my first guest went on an eye-opening journey home, even though Dr. Simone awkwardly slept through much of it. From Married to Medicine, paging Dr. Heavenly. Hey, Dr. You look so gorgeous. And my next guest plays a high school football coach in the new drama All American, but he's so multi-talented, they ought to book him for the halftime show, too. Welcome back, our pal, Tay Diggs. Great to see you, Tay.
Good to see you, man.
I'm so glad. Heavenly, I was saying to you beforehand, I think this is the best you've ever looked.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Now, unless this is your first time watching television, in which case, welcome to TV, you already know tonight's guest bartender. Say hi to, from Sex and the City, he played Smith Jared himself, Jason Lewis. And you just couldn't leave a clone alone. From Orphan Black, it's Dylan Bruce from Orphan Black, everybody. You can catch both of them on season 2 of Midnight Texas when it premieres October 26th on NBC. And you guys just came straight from Comic-Con. And they were like, hey, is anyone attending bar tonight? We're like, you got it.
We're in.
And
this is the new Tom and Tom right here.
I love you, the new Tom and Tom. Oh, my God. Did Katrina give you that line?
She did.
Yes. Katrina is your wife, and it's her birthday. So I just wanted to say, Katrina, happy birthday, and I was told if I didn't wish you happy birthday, he would get his balls cut off. So there you go. Tay follows everyone on Twitter. Did you realize you also follow Dr. Heavenly?
I had no idea.
Yes, so there you go. See,
you follow
you're already connected, and you follow Dylan. I love it. And Tay, you competed against Erica Jane on lip sync.
Oh, yes.
This was actually amazing. I missed it. Here you are singing Candyman by Christina. Oh, my God. Tay, that is amazing. Did you win?
Yeah, I did, of course.
Of course. You should have. Dr. Heavenly and Tay Diggs came for your questions, but before we get to those, here's what three things I'm obsessed with tonight. First, Dr. Heavenly may have defaced Mariah's poster, but all season long, Mariah has perhaps been retaliating by disparaging Dr. Heavenly's marriage. Here's what, I want to take a look at how the receipt drama has rolled out, both on Married to Medicine and in this very clubhouse. Watch right here, Heavenly.
I can tell you a lot of people that have
liar.
Bitch, I call with receipts and motherfucking invoices.
Like that.
I don't think she has the receipts.
Oh, you don't?
Yeah, I don't.
Where are the receipts coming from? Piggly Wiggly, Mega Market, Walmart.
I believe Mariah is not an individual who would say something and not back it up.
Mariah's at a point where she could be forced to produce those receipts, but I never, ever, ever doubt Mariah.
Where are the receipts?
Oh, they are available under lock and key.
Okay, go to WWHL.TV right now to tell us, do you think Mariah has receipts? Yes or no? Tay Diggs, do you think Mariah has receipts?
I'm amazed that she would even speak like that.
Do you think she actually has receipts?
Let me put it like this. When you go to any reputable company, when you make a purchase, you bring the receipts.
Yes.
Where the receipts at? I've been asking for them. I ain't ran from it.
There you go. The audience thinks, no, she does not have the
receipts. She don't have no receipts.
Second, at the behest of her anger management counselor, Dr. Heavenly's spiritual journey took her to her childhood home in Miami. And here's what. Tonight she discovered that the best route forward was to go through a very difficult past. Take a look at this emotional moment.
This is it, Jackie.
This is where you grew up.
Can I come in?
Thank you.
My father died in this room.
He died my first year of dental school.
I haven't been to this house since he died.
I got you.
Let's go. Like, I blocked it out of my mind until I came to that door. I don't want to cry. I want to go. Can we go? I just didn't process that he was gone.
I've learned how I deal with pain. Going back there made me face the things so I can move forward in a positive way.
Is that cathartic for you to go
that
back?
That was very emotional for me. Mm-hmm. It actually makes my heart beat right now.
Right,
really fast.
Right.
Yes.
I bet. And you, wow, you hadn't been back to the house in that whole time.
No.
When you left Miami, did you feel like, well, I'm glad I did it?
I'm glad I left.
Yeah. You're glad you left.
Yeah.
No, but are you glad you went?
I'm glad I went.
Yes,
I think I had a lot of closure.
Okay,
I do.
Good.
Mm-hmm.
That
all
was
right.
very brave
thank
of you.
Thank
finally,
you.
20 years ago, we all became believers when he helped Stella get her groove back. And like Angela Bassett herself, our affinity for Tay Diggs has not aged a day. So here's what, Tay, please indulge us with a round of Tay-M-I.
Okay.
I will ask you a personal and invasive question while my cameraman slowly invades your personal space.
Awesome.
Tay Diggs, how old were you when you lost your virginity?
Y'all don't ask me these damn questions.
No, am I supposed to wait until
you answer.
18.
18.
18.
Tay Diggs, are you wearing boxers or briefs right now?
Boxer briefs.
Oh, okay. Tay Diggs, have you ever name dropped yourself to get out of a speeding ticket?
No.
Have you ever sent a dick pic?
Yes.
The last time you cried during a movie, and what was the movie?
I forget, but I cry at everything.
You do?
Yeah. I'm very emotional lately.
What's your grossest habit?
My gross is smelling my armpits? I don't know.
Oh, that's we all do that. Thank you very much, Tay Diggs.
What did you say?
I don't want any questions.
You don't want those questions. Oh, my God. Ayo is Magic wants to know, was Heavenly's mother in Miami when she went for filming? Would a part of your spiritual journey include spending time with your sister and talking through their issues?
I don't think that's necessary.
You okay?
I was trying to find her. Lord.
Okay. Heavenly.
You like this.
Thank you, Tay.
Janelle D said it's been 20 years since Stella got her groove back. Could there be a remake or sequel in the future?
I have no idea. I wouldn't be averse to it.
You would not be averse to it. Thickness for City. Heavenly, are you Team Toya or Team Contessa?
Contessa.
You are?
Yes.
Have you stopped calling her Cone Tessa?
I like it.
You like it. No, I know, but as we discussed.
Yes, I still call her Cone Tessa.
You do? Yes. Okay, but she does not care for it as we discussed.
I don't think she minds it anymore.
Really?
I speak to her all the time.
Okay, all right. Lou T. Felis wants to know if there was really tension between Nia Long and Taraji on the set of Empire.
Oh, I didn't work with them both together, so I didn't know.
Heavenly, same person tweeted, please ask Heavenly if she thinks being on Vivica A. Fox's Face the Truth helped or hurt your situation with Mariah.
I don't think it made a difference.
It did not make a difference.
No.
Either way.
No.
Either
still
way.
Still the same place, right.
It was a net.
Right.
Yes. Is that the right expression? Sophie L. wants to know when you will officially retire your Yo Mama jokes and digs.
I don't know. I've been doing it a long time. I can't answer that.
Kyle M. Tay, best and worst part of being in a Britney Spears music video. You were in Boys.
I was.
Did you interact with Brit at all?
I wish I had interacted more.
You do?
Yeah.
Yes.
I was a little starstruck.
You were?
Yeah.
Jason Lewis, have you ever been in a music video?
I have.
What music video?
I'm totally forgetting. It was a Michael Bay thing, and I remember hanging upside down. I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Michael Bay directed a music video?
Way back in the day, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It's probably the hanging upside down.
Yeah, right, yeah. Exactly. Okay, let's do a sneak peek. Next week on Married to Medicine, Quadra tries to make herself heard while Mariah tries to make herself louder. Take a look at this sneak peek.
We really do have a disconnect.
I was trying to deal with a lot of things on my own. And in my family, I am the rock.
All of us are the rocks in our family.
I'm done. It's not even about all that.
But what I'm saying is,
relax your voice.
I'm going to lower my voice.
You guys want to hear from me.
Everything is about you.
They hear from me. But they're saying they want to hear from me. You're trying to actually infringe on what they're saying that they want.
Thanks to Big Mouth Mariah, I must have the light. Let me steal the spotlight from Quad.
The girls will have to find out later exactly what's been going on with me.
Okay.
Look at your face.
Wow. Tay, we got a lot of tweets wanting to know if you are currently single. What's your status?
I'm single.
All right.
Single.
People in the audience seem very happy.
Are you guys happy about
that? Yes, they're happy. They want you to be available. What's your ideal type?
Oh, I don't have one, I don't think.
Okay. Let's go to Derek from Indiana. Hey, Derek, what's your question?
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. How you doing?
Good.
Hello, Derek.
How are you?
Derek.
Fine. Yes.
Okay, what's your question?
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara especially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
I want to know if Heavenly gets offended by people not considering her a doctor because she's a dentist.
It does not. I mean, I make more money than most of the doctors on
Ooh,
the show.
All right.
It doesn't. It doesn't. I'm sorry. Is that a read? I'm sorry. I didn't mean to read.
Yeah, you can read.
It's okay.
Yeah, it's fine to read. This is a reading room.
It wasn't an abusive question.
This is a reading room. Yes,
it is fine to read in this room.
Absolutely. Oh, my gosh. Tay, so there's going to be a Rent Live. Would you consider? I mean, I feel like you could still do Benny.
You're crazy.
Why? Benny was not.
My ass is old.
Oh, was Benny meant to be the same age as those guys? Yes.
Yeah, we were all the same age. Yeah. But I'll watch it. I'm very excited to see it.
I am too.
Yeah.
I am too. What happened to Benny? What happened to his heart in the ideal?
Yes.
I don't know the rest of the song. Okay. Heavenly, Lauren F. wants to know, whose side of the story do you believe, Quad or Dr. Gregory?
I believe Quad.
Yes.
I believe Quad.
Kristen G., Tay, now that Shonda Rhimes has joined Netflix, is there a chance you might be getting back into Shondaland?
I would love to. That's a nice place to be.
Yeah, it really is, isn't it? Speaking of places to be, are you on any dating apps, Tay Diggs?
No. I have no idea how to do all that.
I'll show you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm game. It seems intimidating to me.
Really?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, it's okay.
Show me. You can read. This is a reading room.
What? No, I wasn't even reading. Really.
No.
What does intimidate you, by the way?
What does?
Besides dating apps.
Dating. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
You're intimidated by dating.
I am.
Wow.
Yeah.
Heavenly, do you have anyone you could set him up with in Atlanta?
Well, it looks like Quad's available.
Yeah, right.
Quad?
Yes.
I think they go great
do
together.
You? I do too.
Are you just
All
saying
right, guys,
that?
It's no. game time. Now, Jason Lewis may have starred on Sex and the City, but since all the men in the clubhouse tonight have starred in many, many sex dreams, we're going to play Sex and the Studs. Oh, our announcer, Paul, will read an R-rated fact about either Tay Diggs, Jason Lewis, or Dylan Bruce. Dr. Heavenly, you and I will have to guess which stud each fact is about by staring deep into their bedroom eyes. Paul, let's have the first fact.
A girl took this stud home from a bar because she was convinced he was in a boy band. Was it Jason, Dylan, or Tay?
I'm going to guess Jason. What about you, Heavenly?
I would say Jason, too.
Okay, Jason, was it you?
No.
Oh, my God, who was it? Oh, Dylan! Wait, hold on. Did she think you were at 98 degrees?
Yes!
Yes!
Here's what I said to her, Andy. Give me just one night on a noche.
Okay, next fact, Paul.
This stud once had a woman who also had a boyfriend whisper in his ear at a club, I want to lick you from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet. Was it Jason, Dylan, or Tay?
I think it was Tay Diggs. What do you think?
I think it was Dylan.
Okay. Who was it?
Who was it?
Was it you?
It was me.
Got it right. Okay, Paul, what's the next fact?
I don't know him.
Growing up, this stud's pickup line was, how much does a polar bear weigh? Well, enough to break the ice. And it worked every
like
time.
That.
Was it like Jason's, that. Dylan's, or Tay's?
Okay, it was definitely not Tay. It was one of the white guys.
It was Jason.
Heavenly says it was Jason. Jason, was it you?
You got a thing for me now.
That's good. That's a good one.
Okay, let's give us another fact, Paul.
I got to remember that.
This stud woke up next to a stranger who then asked for a souvenir, so he gave her a hairbrush. Was it Jason, Dylan, or Tay?
It was definitely him.
It was Tay. Tay, was it you? No.
It wasn't you.
Was it?
That is funny. I ain't got
it. Was it Jason? Oh my
That's
God.
Awesome.
Okay, let's do one more.
This stud was having sex with a French woman who whispered, a little more to the left. Was it Jason, Dylan, or Tay?
Oh my
shit, I don't know.
I feel that it was Jason.
Will you not get to
that? Yeah! That is right. A little more to the left. Okay, we have time for a super quick call. Tanisha from North Carolina, what's your question?
Hi, my question is, when Taye Diggs was married, he said that Lucy Liu was his hall pass. I wanted to find out if he did the movie Set It Up because she was in it.
No, I mean, I did it just because it was a good gig.
Right.
But I think she hooked that up. I think Lucy Liu hooked
she
that
did.
Up.
She did.
Yeah.
Maybe because she had heard that she was your hall pass.
Oh, we're cool. Yeah. We worked with each other on Ally McBeal, so she's a good friend of mine. I love her.
I'm sure that the feeling is mutual.
I hope so.
Yeah. Jason, I loved what you said about Sarah Jessica. You said such nice things with her after that whole Kim Cattrall thing. Made me smile.
She's awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's a good one. Yeah. Solid as the day is long.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, it's time for my Mazel of the Day. It goes to the news that MJ from Shaws of Sunset is pregnant. I am so happy for MJ and Tommy. Here's to lots of tea parties, bedtime stories, and in a few years, Mommy and Me anal bleachings. Oh. Tonight's Jackal goes to the news. The bartenders loved that joke. That of all of the things to worry about this winter, you can add getting a winter penis to the list. As someone who previously reported on the swelling known as a summer penis, I felt inclined to share that according to reports, men in cold weather can expect their penis to shrivel up by 50% in length and 20 to 30% in girth. Which, you know what, this whole thing, I've been thinking about it all day. This has absolutely ruined Vikings for me. I want to thank Dr. Evan Lee, Tay Diggs, Jason. It's the after show with Dr. Evan Lee from Married to Medicine and Tay Diggs. Today's new show is called All American, October 10th on the CW. His book, I Love You More Than, is out now. It's his children's book. Very sweet. Do you read this to your... to yours?
I do.
Yeah.
I do.
It's very sweet.
Thank you.
Behind the Bar from Midnight, Texas, season 2 premieres October 26th. It is Jason Lewis and Dylan Bruce. Four first names. Let's go to Darlene from the Bronx with a question. Hey, Darlene, what's your question?
Hi. I would like to ask Dr. Heavenly, why do she and Dr. Simone feel that Quad isn't a true friend just because when they reached out to her, she wasn't ready to talk about her situation.
I don't think that was my position. I do think Quad was a true friend. I just got frustrated that she didn't want to. She acted like we were being really mean to her. And, yeah. And we were.
Oh. All right, let's go to Stacy from Minneapolis. Hey, Stacy, what's your question?
Hi, Andy. I have a question for Tay Diggs. First, I follow you on Instagram. Love your singing videos.
Thank you.
But I was wondering, I just watched Unsung for The Best Man. You think there'll ever be a third movie? Because the second one made me cry all day.
There's going to be a third something. It may be a series or a movie. I know the script is written, but it's something... Something is definitely in the works.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
That's great. Let's go to Pasasha from Virginia.
Hey, Andy. Hey, Tay. Hey, Heavenly.
Hey.
Okay, so my question is for Heavenly.
Okay.
Heavenly, has being on reality TV negatively affected your career, or has it left a negative impression on any of your patients?
You know what? It has been great for my office. There's probably some people would never come because of reality TV, but I can only see about 30 to 40 people a day. So
you see 30 to 40 people a day?
Yes.
And how booked up are you?
Probably about 3-4 months. But we leave open it for emergencies, of course.
Really? So yes. No joke. Like,
no
you
joke.
See 30 or 40 people a day.
Right.
Period.
Some of it's hygiene, some of, you know.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been
impressive.
Great for business.
It is
yeah.
impressive.
Huh. Let's go to Phil from Tokyo. Tokyo, wait, hold on. Phil, are you in Tokyo, Japan, or Tokyo, like, Illinois?
I was in Tokyo, Japan about 20 years ago with Tay Diggs, my friend, singing at Tokyo Disneyland.
You were singing at Tokyo Disneyland. His name is Phil, and he sang at Tokyo Disneyland with you.
Okay.
Give him more info, and maybe he'll remember.
Phil, we sang something good with a bunch of Japanese people outside.
Yeah, no, I remember. Phil! Philip McAdoo.
Yeah. That's right.
Hey, man.
You remember? Hey, boy, I'm so proud of you. You remember what you used to teach the girls to say? Tay spent all day teaching them bad words, and then one day I spoke the words. You remember? You remember what you told the girls to ask me?
Yes, I do.
Okay,
I said, go up to Philip and say, what was it, like you're a big, ugly monkey or something?
No.
What?
Do you have a big monkey?
Oh. Do you have a what?
A big monkey dick.
That's what you taught the women in Japanese.
They didn't know what they were saying.
They didn't know what they were saying. They were Japanese, and you were teaching them the English to go say, do you have a big monkey
Phil
dick?
And ask this.
Oh, my God. Well, I mean, that does beg the question, Phil, do you have a big monkey dick?
Of course. Of course I do.
I mean, wow, that's hilarious. So, Phil, what are you doing now?
Actually, I'm an educator, so you probably should.
I'm not watching this.
Not anymore.
Wow. All right, well, Phil, if you want an A2 job on our show, I mean, all right.
He's doing great things.
I want to thank Dr. Heavenly, Phil, Tay Diggs, Jason Lewis, Dylan Bruce. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Business can mean a lot of things. For some, it's earning reports, the top MBA program, investments, but business isn't everything we do. Side hustles that explode into the next billion-dollar company.
I need to create my own product that I control what the marketing is for.
Unconventional ideas that change the world we live in.
AI is everywhere, with venture capital pouring in.
From Elon Musk,
he took a massive axe and swung it through Twitter's workforce.
To Taylor Swift,
she is unstoppable as her Eras Tour stimulated local economy.
Your favorite coffee shop down the street to the vacation house you rented last weekend. Whatever business means to you, Wondery is the destination for business podcasts. Listen to top business shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, The Best One Yet, Business Movers, and many more. Everything from top daily news.
There was more ranch dressing sold last year than ketchup and barbecue sauce.
We're buying the dip, literally.
To deep dives on the biggest successes and failures of our time.
20,000 people lost their jobs.
Wondery means business.
Once upon a beat. Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuse, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new Kids and Family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.